he's going to need somebody to oversee and help pay his bills and stuff. Hopefully another family member might do that for him. I understand you probably don't want all that responsibility again.
Everybody else is dying or dead. I'm the only one. I'm his only hope.
Isn't there a way that a lot of that could be set up for auto pay? I'm assuming the money that goes into his account goes in automatically. And then if the most basic things that he needs, requires, could just automatically pay, but then get some kind of acknowledgement so you know. At least it would be, you know, not too difficult to manage. It wouldn't take much time, hopefully.
Since I had him set up, and it took me 2.5 years to get him that place he's in and to get him set up. And I says, hey, I says, your bank dropped you. They don't even want you no more because you're too big of a liability. I said, we're going to try to get you another bank. But, you know, that guy got enough information from you to get your Social Security checks delivered to him. I said, you might start worrying about your place to live because if he can get a hold of that money, you're not going to, that's how you pay your bills, bud. I said, I don't know what to tell you. I told you over and over again, don't ever give anybody online or in person your Social Security number. I told you to call me. So, you know, he told me over and over, he's smarter than me. So the police were there yesterday. It turned into quite the shindig. And he didn't even think nothing of it. He thought he was buying a life insurance policy. And that was the day before yesterday at 5 p.m. So I hope I headed off some damage, and hopefully, he said, can I get another Social Security number? I said, no, unfortunately, that's who you are. That's why I told you not to give that to anybody. You know, at least 40, 50 times I told you don't do that.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Wow. I don't know what you do in a case like that. Boy, let me know how it turns out.
I told him I'm gonna help you patch this up. I said, but you're going to cost me days worth of work getting all this stuff set up. I said, it's taken 2.5 years to get you into that place and get all this set up. I said, you're not going to do it to me again. He said, well, I'll pay you for helping me. I said, Rick, you can't afford me. I said, I didn't take you on for the money. I did it for your mother. Unfortunately, and I didn't say this to him, unfortunately, he outlived her. Yeah, he's 2 years, 3 years older than me. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. But thank God he's not my responsibility anymore.
Yeah, well, he needs to have, I wonder if the courts or somebody isn't there some kind of a service-like thing that would manage that for him, but they wouldn't be corrupt and steal his money, where it would be set up all for auto pay, and just he wouldn't, there's no reason to have his bank account information and that kind of stuff, you know, if he's inept, if he's, you know, he needs, what do they call that, power of attorney over him or something, right?
He had a conservator, KB8 all he had a conservator, but she clipped him for, I think he went $12,500 in the hole, or more than he was when he started out in the system, because that's a service he was paying $675 a month for, whether she's done anything or not. Then he pays by the mile and by any time she picked up any of his drugs or took him to a doctor's appointment. Everything was extra fees above and beyond that. So, he's in a rent-controlled apartment if he can hold on to it now. The court tried to tell me that was the rent control he was in. I said, no, it's over twice what he's paying in the one I set him up with. I don't know. All I know is he's not my responsibility, and he ain't moving back in with me.